This is the Composer's Datebook for September 17th. I'm John Burge. Tehran might seem an unlikely venue for the premiere of an American chamber work, but on today's date in 1957, Henry Cowell's Persian Set had its first performance in the Iranian capital. Cowell once said, "I want to live in the whole world of music." And from the 1930s on, Cowell practiced what he preached. He was one of the first to advocate that what we now call world music should be integrated into American concert life. A major grant allowed Cowell to embark on a world tour to introduce American music abroad and to study other musical traditions. Cowell spent the winter of 1956 in Iran and the following year completed Persian Set. "Of course, I made no attempt to shed my years of Western symphonic experience," Cowell explained. "Nor did I use actual Iranian melodies or rhythms. Instead, I tried to develop some of the musical behavior that the two cultures had in common." Cowell was born in California in 1897 and died in New York in 1965. He was active as a teacher and music publisher and wrote 900 pieces of very original music, most of it still unfamiliar to American audiences. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.